Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. So a very busy show ahead of us tonight, and a full house. Éireann Ní Leabhar, Richard Collins, Niall Hatch and Dr. Matthew Jebb joins us again, formerly of the National Botanic Gardens. Matthew, lots of questions hanging over from the last time you were in. Richard was itching to ask you stuff, but the red light said get off air. Anyway, Richard, go on.
Will you allow me one question?
Yes, one and a half.
It concerns lime trees, Matthew. I've always been intrigued by these things because they have this big clump of mini branches growing close to the ground. A huge big hedgehog of a thing, you know. Now, is that an illness, a disease they've picked up? Or if it isn't, what is its possible function?
One of the great advantages of being a dicotyledonous tree, which is what you'd call a broadleaf tree, is something called epicormic buds. If an ash tree or an oak tree is cut down or blown over by a storm, out from the stump grow this whole sort of crowd of little shoots.
Coppicing.
It's like a natural form of coppicing. And lime trees have got this same ability of epicormic buds. And unfortunately, in a big avenue of limes, some of them will develop this huge mass of little tight branches at the base. And it can look unsightly to some. And what they did in the 18th and 19th centuries is they carefully propagated the limes producing the least number of these shoots.
Mm.
Now, we've got lazy in the 20th century and people have got seed-grown lime trees, and these tend to be a mixture. So actually, when you're restoring an old estate, it is very important to make sure you propagate good forms. And there are a number of forms of lime that were specifically used in these historic lime avenues. But it's a natural biological phenomenon that it enables a tree, however it is destroyed by storms, to spring back.
It makes it easy to identify them. When I'm on walks and I see them in summertime with all their leaves on, it looks like the lime tree is very modestly wearing a skirt so that nobody can see its trunk. Other ones have the trunk and then the branches up here. But the lime tree has a skirt down to the ground, it would appear, when the leaves are on in spring and summer.
Yeah.
And of course, it must be full of birds' nests. There must be a great habitat for creatures in that heap of sticks that are grown out of the sides and bottoms of it. So it must be, from a point of view of biodiversity, better than one that's naked and just going straight up with nothing growing out of it.
I think some people will also immediately spring to mind that in birch trees, they often see these big clusters, often referred to as witches' brooms, of hundreds and hundreds of little branches. And, you know, I've bumped into endless people who say, I thought those were rook's nests or baby rook's nests. They were just sort of starting. But it's actually a fungus. It's a fungus that attacks the plant and causes this mass of growth that by interrupting the hormones of the plant. It causes this massive bunch of branching.
Yeah, but that's a disease, whereas the lime is actually a genetic thing.
Purely natural thing, yes.
Canker is a disease of plants, cancer a disease of animals, is that right?
Yes, maybe that would be often in the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom, we distinguish two ways of life, but you know, we're all part of a huge biological continuum, and it is fascinating the sometimes the links between the two.
The thing that fascinates me when you're talking about fungi and trees and so on is that fungus in the tree is genetically and biologically far more closely related to us than it is to that tree. It's kind of amazing how life has just branched out like that.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that's recently been published just last year is the microbiome of a tree trunk. They have discovered that inside the heartwood of a tree are literally trillions of bacteria and fungi. So there's hundreds of species living in a complicated sort of food web that we have not appreciated up until now. Like the microbiome of our gut, you know, the human gut is full of incredible numbers of bacteria and viruses and yeasts, all vital to our health. What are they doing in the middle of that tree? They're producing methane. There are a lot of anaerobic forms. There's archaea and there's bacteria. So it is, again, opened our eyes to another whole world of complicated life inside the tree.
You're going to keep studying trees despite the fact that you left the botanical gardens, I take it.
I've got even more time to
You've
do
it. You've got even more time
that.
To do it, of
yes.
course. The last time you were on, you were also talking about an EU Life, Nature and Biodiversity sub-programme project called Lamb Bay Life, the removal of invasive alien species from Lamb Bay. You're looking for, presumed money and sponsorship and support to remove the rats in particular and the rabbits from Lamb Bay, an island off the north coast of Dublin. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Four kilometres out to sea or something like that.